Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Sue.
So, you're Australian.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I can tell by your accent. Okay. So, now you're living in France.
Mm.
So, tell me, what was your kind of, how did you get here? Which countries?
How did I land here?
Yeah, how did you land here? Yeah.
I did a contract in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
And I met an amazing Frenchman.
Yeah.
And now he's my husband.
Yes, that's nice.
So I moved here with him, and I couldn't get work here in the beginning. So I lived I commuted to England to go to work. So I worked in
really?
England.
Really? Yeah. When you say England, do you mean London?
Yeah.
Yeah, London. My goodness me. So you came from the Middle East then. Tried France, so they went to London. So the big question is, how were you able to adapt to living in these quite different countries?
Oh well, in the Middle East, you just put your head down, your bum up, and you go to work.
Yeah.
Don't rock the boat.
Yeah.
And that was like really, really, really full on experience. Because of course, women and single women, if you're not Muslim, it was pretty full on.
Mm.
But the job was fascinating, and I worked with a really, really good team. So that kind of just, I don't know, normalizes it, because your day at work was fairly normal. However, outside of that, it's all about adaptation. I think you just have to go with the flow and don't, you know, I don't think that your ideas are the right ideas, because culturally they're completely different to Australians. Mm. So the way I live and the way my beliefs are not the same. So you just have to accept that it's all everybody's way is their own way, and it's okay. London, of course, was brilliant. I learned a lot of different words. I lived with a girl who used to say, "Oh yeah, have you got a fiver?" And I was like, "Well, have you got a 20er?
But did you know what it was, a fiver?
Well, I had an idea, because she's going to the shop or something. I don't know.
Also, it was cheap in those days. Then.
Yes,
only
yes.
A fiver, yeah.
Going down to the, do you call it a chipper?
Yeah.
The
chippy.
Yeah, the chippy.
Yeah. Oh, so you were mixing, you were really into the English fish and chips.
Yeah. So she was from North London, so she had a really full-on accent too. It was really great. And of course, being in France, everything is just opposite to Australia. You know, I used to hang out in supermarkets and think, yay, cherries and strawberries, it's Christmas soon.
Yes.
Because for me, Christmas is summer.
Yes, of course.
And
yes.
That was really weird. Mm. I thought, oh yeah, no, that's right. It's not yet.
Mm.
And also just accepting that your first impressions are just your first impressions. And quite often you get things wrong. I think it's made me a better communicator.
Yes.
But you have to listen hard. You just, you know, and I never take offense at what people say, because I might have actually gotten it wrong.
Yeah. Good. So, of course, you're touching there on the language. But what about as an Australian? Is there anything that you miss from Australia? I know Australians love this awful. Is it called veggie?
It's not
veggie
awful.
Mix. I mean, do you miss that?
Vegemite.
I mean, do you miss it? Can you live without it?
No, I can't live without it. But I don't eat it every day. I only eat it when I'm homesick.
Oh right, okay.
Yeah. Because you can't get it here in France.
Yeah, but so. Anything else from Australia that you miss?
I miss the space. As here, there's just so many people, and you know, it's so easy to just go for a walk and not see anyone in Australia.
But compared to where we are now, compared to London, for example, I mean, London is chock-a-block full of people.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That was pretty.
Yeah.
That was pretty amazing. It was a rat race.
That must have been a real culture shock, going to London on the tube and things.
Yeah. Oh, but good. I find that people like that are like, well, in London, like, everyone was fairly polite. It was very English.
Yes, that's right. Because I suppose you've got that kind of Australian pommy, you know, English type of connection there. But France being quite. So, out of all the countries you've lived in, which one would you say was the easiest to adapt to?
England.
Yeah.
So culturally, we're not that different.
Yes. But the weather as well. I mean, it's poles apart from.
Yeah. That. Yeah.
Oz. Yeah. But which one was the most difficult? When I'm guessing here, I'm thinking that being in the Middle East was the most difficult.
Yeah, that was. It's really difficult.
Yeah. So even in spite of the language problem in France, it was. Yeah, well, it wasn't so bad.
I had the bloke with me.
You had the bloke, yes.
So, you know, that made it a lot easier for me. Yeah. And I learned French really quickly because, well, you know, I wasn't living as an expat. Being fully immersed into French society, so that was a bit easier.
Well done for all of that then, Rebecca, for living in these different countries and telling us all about it. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was good.